Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey, everyone. This is Miles.
Miles? It's the what do you want to call it? We're taking a step back this week because of computer failures, hardware failures.
Yes.
So no animation. We just got a cartoon cat and a dog's head and its asshole.
It's like static. It's listening to an asshole.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and we tried to get on Plausible tonight, but we're having no luck. Everything's just not working, and so yeah. I got to get it all figured out, and then we'll be back to normal probably next week. Yeah. It's a holiday week anyway, so what do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
What do you want? You're still going to hear a couple stories.
It's free, so deal with it, man.
That's right. It's free. Damn,
if you paid money, you have the right to be pissed off, but you didn't pay any money.
If you paid money, I don't know who you're paying. It's not me.
Not me. I've never made a dime off doing this.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know. I've taken you to lunch several times.
Does that count, though?
You get fed. You don't have to feed yourself.
It's been a while.
What do you mean it's been a while? I just bought you lunch,
2 years ago?
No, it wasn't 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not fight about that. I'm tired. I'm tired. Tired of things not working.
Honey, let's not fight.
God damn it. There, I'll put up a big static radio.
Damn you to hell.
Go ahead and click on my Buy Me a Coffee page.
Yeah, man, I'm not doing that crap.
I don't have that. I don't even have one. I didn't set one up.
That's so stupid.
I hate all that stuff. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe.
Hey, smash that
Buy
button.
Buy me a coffee. Yeah, smash that. Man. I hate all that shit.
I know.
Anyway, so hey, a couple of quick things. In the middle of all this chaos on my end, I was on a show called Going Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which sounds just like it. I mean, the name is right there, right? So we talked about a movie.
Yeah.
We talked about The Sting. Do you remember The Sting?
It's been a long time since I saw that movie, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we both would have been very young when it came out. But extremely. Yeah, but I did a movie review thing of The Sting with these guys, and they mostly do kind of older movies. So it was a lot of fun. Brad and Tony from California just wanted to say hi, and it was fun going to Hollywood. That's not my story necessarily, but we did have a fun time, and you came up. I actually talked about you.
You know, I used to review movies with Miles. We did the movie The Conversation. And
I said we went to film school together. They were like, what? Yeah.
Adult film school, yes.
Yeah, adult film school. Yeah, it was called the Hugh Hefner. One of our classmates, Clark.
Yeah.
Clark Michaels, man. he was a mentor.
I showed up at his apartment like post coitus with him and his girlfriend. And, it was very awkward. Yes, it was super awkward.
Well, I don't know why it would have been awkward for you.
I wanted to leave and he invited me in. Like, come on in. She's done.
Hey, man, come on in.
The girl's like, where's the remote? And he's like, it's under your underwear, hon. I'm like,
great.
I don't feel right, man. This just isn't.
And you're like, my luck. If I only would have showed up about 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, no. We'd be London Bridging right now.
Oh, come on with the London Bridge. CB, what our top, you laughed our top at that. And then...
I know. The poor guy, you know, is like, I hope he's at work right now laughing his ass off. Like, Miles, quit. Quit. Please. Quit the London Bridging. Oh, my God.
You're going to be using that over and over and over.
Hey, Clark, let's high five each other, man. Let's go.
Anyway, Go in Hollywood. I'll put the link up somewhere on the other podcast section of the website.
All right. Well, Chad and Jeremy, thanks for having Bob on, and I hope it went good.
Brad, did you say Chad?
It's Chad and Jeremy.
Tony. No, it's Brad and Tony, not Chad and Jeremy. What are you
Chad and Chad? Jeremy. I don't know. I wasn't on their show. I don't know. Chad and Jeremy. Something going postal or whatever.
Anyway, they're very nice guys. And anyway, you know.
They want to have like a lisp. Yes. I want to describe this movie.
No.
That'd be funny.
They're both very knowledgeable gentlemen.
Oh, they and, probably are.
Yeah, very knowledgeable. Anyway, I didn't want to talk about that. I was going to talk about this. So here's my story. So this, London Bridge.
Yeah, did that throw you off every time I mentioned it? You're like, come on, man, don't.
No, so you and I, during the day, during the regular waking hours of most people for jobs, you know, we both have to dress presentably, let's say.
Yes.
Would that be accurate? You actually are more presentable than I am most days at the office.
Yeah. Wow.
You have to be dressed up a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to call the shop the office, but yeah, okay.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. So, and so I do as well. And so it just so happened, and I work from home a lot now, so I don't have to do it quite as much as I used to, but I still, when I go out and meet with people in a business manner, I dress accordingly, even though, you know, I'm, you know.
I theorize that you wear exactly the same thing every day.
I do. I'm leaving the house, I do. Inside the house, I don't.
I wear but nothing.
That's right. I usually walk around with basically I have a dicky. All I'm wearing is a dicky.
Wow. He was wearing that while he was while he was talking to Chad and Jeremy, probably.
No. But when I do, yes, when I leave the house, I have a set wardrobe that is a professional wardrobe.
Chad and Jeremy, ever hear of London Bridging before?
Yeah, oh my God. So I'm dressed as a professional, right?
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
So this last week, I had to go and meet some loose colleagues. loose in the terms that they're not, I don't report to them, they don't report to me, but we are.
Okay. I didn't know where that was going. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
And so, and we were not at the office, we were out in the world, right? We had to meet out in the world. With other people, even. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to meet them at this location. So I'm like, I set up this thing. I'm like, okay, we're going to meet here at this time. And then we're going over to this other location at this time on this day, kind of doing a little bit of a tour, if you will, in the St. Louis area and meeting up with other professionals. And so I'm habitually early, as you know.
Yes.
And I get there early and I'm waiting, and the person that we're going to meet is there, and she's a lovely person, and she also is dressed professionally. And then I have a coworker meeting me, as well as these two other people who I am associated with, but not, you know, in the hierarchy of things.
And this is getting very confusing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. What do you mean?
I need a flow chart at this point. All right, you're up with four people now. You're meeting, I believe, right?
No. Yeah. So there's going to be five of us all together. Me,
yes.
My work person that I work with,
two loose women,
and then the person we're meeting, and these two other ladies who are.
These two loose women.
Loosely associated. No, not loose women. Loosely associated. And so I get to the place. I'm chatting up the lady we're supposed to meet. my colleague shows up that we work together, and we're standing, you know, and we're like, you know, talking, and then these other two people show up. So we're all dressed professionally, right? I've got dress shoes on. I'm wearing socks, which I don't normally wear anyway, but I'm wearing dress pants. I'm actually wearing a belt to hold my pants up. I'm wearing a dress shirt. You know, and I've showered and shaved and the whole nine yards. And my colleague, I don't know if she, I'm sure, I don't know what, she, you know, she showered, I'm sure. But anyway, she's dressed very nice as well.
What? Oh, my God. Jesus.
So then these other two show up.
Can I just smell you? Like,
no, I don't smell you.
Come here, Leslie.
You know I don't even get close to people. I keep them all at arm's length.
Well, I don't know, but yeah, you get kind of turned on by certain.
No, I do not. I always. So the first of the two shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, it looks like she's wearing an oversized pillowcase. It's blue and white striped, and it's rectangular. It's not even a dress because there's no waist. It's just like she pulled a pillowcase and cut one end of it, you know. Cut the end that's supposed to hold the pillow in, cut a
where's your arms hole, where's your arms,
and she stuck them out. It was like if you've ever made a poncho out of a garbage bag, that's what it looked like, except it was cloth. And I'm like looking around like, is this a joke? I mean, she literally looked like she's wearing a pillowcase.
Bob the fashionista.
Well, I'm just saying, I try to be.
Yeah.
I am not a fashion plate, but I try to be presentable.
So you did not think this was up to your high standards then, seeing this woman? And
if it was somebody that I had... I would say something if it was somebody that I worked with close. I'd be like, you know, this is probably not the best choice, the pillowcase, for being out in public and representing yourself.
Roberta, can I talk to you, please, over here?
Yeah, no kidding. You just wake up at a party and then, like, grab the king-size pillowcase. This is not a big woman. I mean, she's not, like, a hefty or anything. She's a very slim woman, but it looks like she literally just grabbed the king pillowcase off the bed, cut holes for the arms of the head, and just walked out with it.
Was this her walk of shame or something? Or was
I don't know. I can't ask those questions.
Because you're not my title. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. I'm that's right. Let me look my envelope. The
okay.
So anyway, so she shows up and I'm just like, what? And then the other lady shows up. She's better. At least she's better.
Yeah.
Of course she is wearing like a halter top.
Oh boy.
With some type of a summer like beach jacket kind of thing over it.
Oh boy.
And a pair of like khaki shorts. And again, both of these ladies are very normal in proportions. Okay. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to be
he's digging a hole people. Folks, he's digging a hole.
They're not big people or anything. I mean, they look very they look nice enough, but it's like they look like they were going to the beach.
Is she a big person?
No, she's not a big person. They look. I expected her to pull out like, you know, like a sand pail and a shovel out of a bag, because she was dressed like that's what she was going to do.
Sounds like you got Wendy Sperber and Kim Cattrall.
No, Wendy Sperber, no. If I had to give you who they look like, oh gosh, this is so tough.
Say Kim Cattrall. Say Kim Cattrall.
No, it would be like Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the shorts and the halter top.
Yeah.
And let me think of the other one now. That would be the maybe Julia Louis-Dreyfus, kind of, you know, maybe like her.
Okay, yeah, I'm down with
less,
that.
Less right. good-looking cousin or something.
Yeah, all right, and, I'm down with
and,
that.
And okay. the other one was probably, this is even tougher.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody that they look like.
TikTok.
Like,
TikTok.
Yeah, I maybe like Mindy Kahn's better-looking cousin.
You know, I was going to say that. I go, no, it's going to be cruel if I say something like that.
No. I mean, she's not Mindy Kaling. She's, you know, better looking cousin. So anyway, she was wearing the pillowcase. But I was just like, in my head, I'm just like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? I mean, what they were wearing was perfectly acceptable for you to wear out of the house.
Yeah.
It's just not acceptable in a business type situation, if you ask me. So
yeah.
But we went and I ignored it and we went on our merry way and did what we needed to do, but I was just like, holy schmoly, you know. Now my original boss, he always wore a sports jacket.
Right.
Always. I mean, had a tie, dress shirt, tie, sports jacket, right?
Sure.
And then my old boss, Dr. J, would basically wear like hemp.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. He'd wear one of those beach hoodie things with like
the beach hoodie was like...
It says like Corona or something on the front.
Very laid back.
I don't know what those are called. It's like a really rough material or something. Like
yeah, that. It's hemp. I think it's all hemp.
Anyway. Yeah. No, and I like that. It's okay.
Oh, no. Dr. J's cool. I still go to lunch with both of them, actually. But anyway, so I'm somewhere in between. I don't wear a tie.
Yeah.
But I do wear dress shirt and dress pants and nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, you know, super casual. I'm super casual at home, but I'm not super casual when I got to go meet people.
Right.
And so anyway, it's just funny. And then I get this and I'm just thinking, I can't say anything. I mean, you can't. To nowadays, you can't say a word, right? So.
Well, come on. What are you going to say? Like, hey, listen, nothing. I don't want to say anything. You don't.
No, nothing. Oh, I can tell you unequivocally. If the roles were reversed,
yeah,
they would corner me and say something.
I don't know.
They'd be like, Bob, this is, and they give me the, you know, look me up and down thing. This is totally unacceptable.
Did your wife see this ensemble?
That's
when you
right.
left?
Exactly. Yeah. Do you think this is appropriate? That's the way I would have been treated. But
why did you come in a halter top, Bob?
That's right. Why exactly are you wearing?
Yeah, we're just halter top. Someone's got to change now. We both wore the same thing. We
both got halter tops on.
Sports jacket.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I just was like floored. I'm like, I guess this is what happens with COVID. I don't know.
Huh, I just don't picture you being this fashionista all of a sudden. That's weird.
It's not a big deal necessarily. It's just I was surprised. I was very surprised because it was very
the other know, two people normal. Were they dressed better, you think?
Yes.
A lot better.
Oh yeah. So the people we were meeting, the lady we were meeting was dressed, both of them were dressed very nicely.
Yeah.
My coworker, direct coworker, dressed very nicely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I was the best dressed, but I was definitely not the worst.
Yeah.
I think pillowcase got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're telling me that this would not faze you. You'd be like, yeah, whatever.
No, because I don't want to be getting down on me. Like, hey, what do you care, man? Yeah, see, that's why.
I mean, you have to have some.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's just, you know, I just think that it was a little bit on the overly casual side. We weren't going to the cabana or out to the beach or anything. It was a business meeting.
Yeah. We're at Fitz's.
Yeah, that's right. Now we were Fitz's.
That was a root beer.
I was having a big old glass of root beer. Yeah. So anyway, that's I know you're getting now you're judging me because I'm being overly.
No, you're becoming me now. That's the weird part. You know, like we're morphing overly, into the same person.
I'm overly critical of these people's.
Yeah, I know.
Dress, but I swear I really wanted to take a picture of this lady because I'm like, God damn, if that's not a pillowcase.
I'm just happy when people have to interact with wear deodorant. I'm going to be honest with you. That's my whole thing right now. We're like, oh, gross.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. That's terrible.
You wear deodorant to work? Or
Maybe you should just have some free samples. You know, go to Walmart, to the dollar aisle, get a whole sampling of different deodorants, leave them out on your spot there.
I don't know if you ladies know Dracar Noir, but
we got a couple of little samples. Feel free to take a sample.
I found this old bottle in my old Chevy Beretta.
One per person, please. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's okay. No, it's funny. It's just, you know, it just seems like something I would say, and then you'd be like, come on, man.
Come on, get in the 21st century.
They can wear whatever they want, man.
Well, they can, but I was a little taken aback. Now, because I've worked with, other than Dr. J, everybody I work with, there's stages, right? So at a certain point, you have to put on the night. You got to put on your Sunday clothes and go out there. So,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Unless you're going to Church of the Holy Beach Ball, that was not the appropriate attire.
I'm feeling a little sleepy, Mary. If you could lay down, I was going to use you as my pillow.
Exactly. What's going on with you?
Well, a lady came in dressed in a sleeping bag, and I said, "Hey,
his sleeping bag, really?" No.
So I have to be careful because the person who this is about is actually not far away from me listening to this.
Oh, really? Does she have like a stick that hit you with?
I don't know. I mean, she's acting like she's not listening, but I know she is.
Oh, she is? Okay.
You're not listening.
Don't be listening, young lady.
Oh, can I tell the story?
Oh, now is the time you decide to ask permission?
Wait, I can't tell the story. No. You don't want me to tell it? No. Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, I think you better not tell it.
I think I need to take a walk outside for about 20
my
minutes.
My wife showed up at church this week with a pillowcase on.
Oh, my God.
The sad thing was it was my pillowcase and it was all greasy.
Can I just tell it or not?
No, you can't tell it. She said no.
No, she said no. She no. I won't tell it. I won't
Don't
tell it.
Don't tell.
So
tell something else.
Tell something else. All right. So, I went out with my youngest son over the weekend, and I don't know how often you and your son do stuff, but we don't. Being adults, we don't always get a chance to go out and do stuff, but we
sure I hear
and we'll do something, and then he'll kind of like, hey, let's go out to eat, and I'll let him pick the restaurant. And, and sometimes it's right on, and sometimes it's right off. I don't know. And now we found a place. We're up in Quad Cities, it's like. And I didn't know what this was, but we walked in and it's like almost, it's primarily like an 80s themed bar, restaurant, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
the
like,
heat is on.
Yeah, I know. They're playing all these videos. I'm like, oh my God, I was in high school in this one.
Yeah, you were in high school.
I was trying to guess some of it because, like, wait a minute. Oh, this is that song, She's Fresh. She's fresh. Exciting.
Yeah. She's so inviting to me.
I know. They had no like this giant like Groot I guess Groot, the character Groot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Groot. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't in the. Is he? I guess maybe he was.
Well.
Yeah. The comic book was around then, but the
movie. I guess it's more pop culture, but it's more a little bit leaning towards 80s than.
Yeah, they're like all these old fuckers with money and went through the 80s. So let's.
I know. Right. Yeah, there's like no one in there. I couldn't believe it. Like, wow, man.
Like, wow, I got this whole place to myself.
They got like these life-size Blues Brothers. They got Elvis. They got a
good thing I'm wearing my parachute pants.
I know. I wish I had my Cavaricci suit, you know, go in there like all, hey, man.
Hey, can you give me a discount for wearing my Cavaricci? Look at my zipper.
Watch me dance. So yeah, no, it was really cool. A lot of stuff. They had the head of the Crow there, Brandon Lee, you know.
Yeah, no, you sent me that picture. I was like, man, that doesn't look too good.
Yeah. I wanted to steal it. I go, man, I'd love to have that though. Yeah.
It looked kind of like Krusty the Clown or something. What was it?
Hey kids.
Yeah. Oh, I said it looked like the ventriloquist doll from Magic. You know, that old Anthony Hopkins.
All movie. Right. Right.
The have a hot dog.
And I got, you know, we had some sandwiches and stuff. And
what'd you have? What kind of sandwich?
I had the ribeye sandwich.
Really? A steak sandwich? Holy
moly. I had a steak sandwich.
Yeah. You were was your son paying?
No. It was only $10. Okay,
just checking.
It was only like $10.
No, you had to pay for both of you? It was only $10 and a steak sandwich?
Yeah, no, steak. Yeah, everything's there. I mean, it's nowadays. I mean, you know, that's about right, you know.
No, but for both of you, it was only $10?
No. I'm saying mine was about
$10. Oh, yours was $10. Yeah, it's
okay. Yeah, I mean, the bill was only like 20-some bucks. But.
Gotcha.
But he orders like some kind of malt or something at the end. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we have to kind of go in the back to make this.
What, like a big secret?
Yeah, I'm like, are they going to actually leave the building and go to a different place and make it?
And go to drive-thru. McDonald's is across the street. Yeah.
Yeah. Could we have the, shamrock shake?
Extra whipped cream on that, please. Make it look different.
Put a smiley in it.
Yeah.
And no, he was good. He's ate it. And like, there was like a couple, probably about our age, I guess, came in and they ate.
Oh,
it
was a couple.
Couple. They were really cute. And,
Mm-hmm. No, but, they got there before we, or no, after we got there, they ordered mm-hmm. and then they left before us because I was looking around. I'm like, god damn, they left all their french fries. I'm like, damn it.
Oh my, did you go eat their french fries?
No, I didn't. I was tempted though. I'm like, wow. Oh, I mean, I both of that. Them
I can see you doing both of them. This. Oh my god.
I'm like, why do these people get french fries for? Not like, I swear to god, they didn't eat any of it. I'm like, oh my god.
You're like, hey, act like you're going to get the ketchup off that table and bring back all those french fries.
Hey, go knock over Elwood Blues over there. So the bartender runs over there and I'm going to eat all the fries. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a diversion. Cause that's like $10 worth of fries over there.
No. What? Okay. So I thought the interesting part was that it's a good sized building, but it's actually broken up almost into quarters, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the four different businesses. I think the same place owns all four businesses.
Four quadrants. Okay.
The quadrants. Oh, the quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like in the restaurant bar area, but behind it is like a candy place, is where they make the malt. And then there's like some kind of IT shop on the other corner. And then the other corner is like an antique store.
Okay.
And it's all this like still like little cartoonish guy sent you, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's a weird combo. You know, this is really like a really.
That is weird. What was the name of it?
Like, it was called Four Buildings in One is what it was called. And,
Four? It was called London Bridge.
London Bridge. It was the weirdest experience I've ever had.
Because. I only know three things in the London Bridge, but this had four.
You ever see Human Centipede?
Yeah. Oh, come on. No.
And it was like Finn's something. I had to look it up here, but anyway, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. So we go to we went into like the candy place, and they have my favorite, which is like candy cigarettes. So I loaded up on those, and man, I go, man, I wish they still had the old kind where you blow really hard and the smoke comes out. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, you don't want the hard ones. You want the bubble gum ones.
Oh, do they have the bubble? Yes. I was going to ask you, they have the bubble gum and the mm-hmm. crunchy ones?
And, yes. Oh. And I got two bubble gums.
Oh, okay. Because the crunchy ones, I was never a fan of.
No. Because I want to blow smoke, man.
Bubble gum one, I like the bubble gum.
I want to blow that fake smoke like an adult, you know, like I'm a little kid, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I mean, nothing better in life, in a kid's life, than candy cigarettes. I'm sorry. It's just cool, man.
And looking cool with a candy
cigarette. Yeah. Yeah. Even with my diabetes, man. I'm
yeah. Fucking amazing feedback. Yeah. I'm going to suck down that sugar and blow it back out.
Giant, you know, I'm going to Bogart this joint. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I'm gonna light this spiff, you know.
I think it's a spliff, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. What is it? I don't know.
Spiff,
you know
more about spliff, whatever.
I don't you know more about weed than I do. I don't know. I don't know. My day was just called weed. It didn't really have a lot of names. Grass and weed. It wasn't really called. Spliff. Spliff? There's an L in there, right?
Spliff, not spiff.
Oh, I don't know. I saw it on Everything's Sunny in Philadelphia, I guess.
Whatever. Hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And so to finish it up, though, it's like, hey, I go, what is this? Like, there's like almost like glass vials, like they collect like blood in or something and a cork in it.
Okay.
And it's gross. Different flavored crushed up crickets.
What?
It is. Crushed some type of crushed up crickets, and they have been seasoned habanero and you know, spliff. Mm-hmm. And, you know. No, I don't. And I was gonna get one, I go, yeah, mm-hmm. Patchouli.
So, did you get one?
No, you know, I cheaped out late. I'm like, how much is that? I was like, well, shit, man, I'll get two or three. It's a joke. And she's like, well, these are like $6 or $7. I'm like, oh
man, yeah.
I pulled a complete Bob Lament, the 360, and I'm 180 rather.
If I can, if you could look over at Elwood.
Yeah. Because I thought, you know, as a joke, because I know people that would probably eat it, you know.
Yeah. Was it like legs and all, or could you tell, or was it pulverized?
It's just like parts, and I don't know. I was afraid to touch it. I was like, I don't really want to touch it.
That's a thing, you know. I mean, overseas in different parts of the world, they do eat crickets instead of popcorn, and they do flavor it. And there was a movement because I read something that crickets are like 95% protein or something real high, right? So eating crickets is like eating, you know, meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a chart because they were saying something about that on this chart. That it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Weird.
So maybe next time if I'm up there, I'll get you one.
Yeah, maybe if they have a coupon or a Groupon.
Five finger discount. I'll get some, my favorite.
Yeah, I'll get some.
Want some?
Is there any way I could trade these French fries for a couple of cricket vials?
I stole the French fries.
Very leggy. I think I got all drumsticks.